the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm excited. You've brought us some funk, which I'm
some funky
always
funk.
Keen
yeah.
for.
And were you even more excited at the cover of the other record I showed you?
I was. Which one are we going to start with today?
Well, since you said, why don't we start with that record right there? Now, this is by a group called Funk Proof.
Funk Proof.
What does that mean, do you think?
I don't know.
It means like, whatever you want it to mean.
I am proof to funk.
I really don't know.
Or I'm proof of the funk.
Could be either.
Yeah.
Now, this is put together by a guy called George Semper, who had a solo record out in the 60s, a soul record, but wait for this. He plays the Hammond B3 on this one.
Cool. Well, this is extremely funky, there's no denying that. So this is Tidal Waves Music and the George Semper Music Archives present.
Yeah, now this was intended to come out in 1973.
This whole record?
The whole record.
Oh, cool.
And it was they were signed to the MGM label, but somewhere between 72 and 73, MGM got swallowed up by Polydor.
Oh, yep.
And the record didn't exist outside of an acetate in Japan.
Oh, no.
And George Semper, who died in, must have been about 15 years ago now, had an archive of all the music he'd been involved in. He did a massive amount of session music. And on this Funk Proof record, it's basically George with Mary Clayton's band and I think it was Brendan Wood's band as well.
Oh, wow.
And the drummer on this, you know what, flip it to the next track,
shall I,
and you'll be able to hear it when it gets into its real jubilant celebratory mode. He's from San Diego in California and pretty much stayed there his entire life, working on a sort of small scale stuff. He did a second solo album in the 80s called, I think it was Music for Television, Sport and Aerobic.
Oh.
Jubilant, that's a good word for it.
And this one has the vocals.
Oh, wow.
So the vocals on this are going to be... Okay.
So which one are we listening to here? Funk Proof.
This one here is Funk Proof.
So this is Funk Proof. Before this, we were listening to Mole Funk.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really enjoying this. So there's 13 tracks all up.
Yep. The Oof. Album that could have been.
The album that could have been. And now is.
Is, but only briefly. Tidal Waves have only printed 500 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How many have you guys got?
About 500. No, we've got a few. Not very many, though.
So we've got Mo Funk, Funk Proof, The Bumblebee Song, The Smiling Children.
Don't that was really good. Amazing, yeah.
Don't Throw This Love Away. Let's Funk. Just Look at Your World. Super Pimp. What a name. Brother Puff. That's also a good name. Smiling Faces. Don't Throw This Love Away. What does the inst mean? Some of them say inst in brackets.
Instrumental.
Oh, instrumental. Got you. It's like instant? I don't know. Theme from Soul. Instrumental. And Doobie Doo. Very cool.
Isn't it nuts? It's like the happiest elements of Sly Stone.
Yeah.
Chucked in with the 103rd Street Rhythm Band or something, I don't know.
Are you funk proof, Troy?
Well, since we don't even know what it is, I couldn't tell you. So this one then.
When's this one out?
I think we got to put it on the shelves this morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, also on Tidal Waves Music, I couldn't go past this one. Now, most people, when
I love that cover. Sorry.
Yeah, see?
It's glorious.
Now, when you usually say Lolita Holloway, people think of the disco queen on the Sal Soul label, Philadelphia International. But prior to that, Lolita was on an Atlanta record label called Aware. This is the first LP from 1972.
It's a very dusty pink cover.
It's a fantastic cover. This is the cover that you were talking about before. She looks surprised stoked.
Yeah. It's got like a tinge of dusty pink over the whole thing. And she's got a coat on that's got fur around the hands.
So the wear around the
hands? Oh. So that's just...
I think they're feathers. It's even more glamorous. It's like a beautiful pelican or a flamingo or something. This is great. She's got a wonderful voice.
Well, this was her first record outside of the church, basically. She was a gospel singer from the mid-60s on. This was her first sort of a down and dirty soul record.
Awesome. So it says it's remastered from the original tapes.
Yes.
Cool. And this is the first vinyl reissue since 73?
Yep. And again, there's only 500 of these ones.
I just saw that. Born in Chicago. So you were saying people might also recognise her from a lot of 90s dance music she got sampled, is that right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Controversially, sampled without any sort of permissions. And
oh, that
the, the big court case was over Black Box Ride On Time.
Ah.
That Ride On Time hook line, that was from Lolita Holloway.
And she didn't get any royalties or even, they didn't even ask her.
No.
That's rude.
Oh,
I don't like that. Did they win that court case?
That I don't recall.
BFM listeners, do you know, did they win that court case? Well, this is great. So there's only 500 copies of this one as well.
What?
That's correct, yeah.
Holy moly, I might have to pop up, Troy.
I think you
race
should.
Race you up there. This is also on Tidal Waves Music?
That is another Tidal Waves one, and that isn't the only Tidal Waves thing we have in at the moment. We also got Pharoah Sanders... record from 1989. This week was real hard because there was the Pharoah Sanders stuff, there was the new Tone Poet things on Blue Note, there was a massive amount of things that I wanted to bring, but the crate is only so big, as
Fair
you know.
Enough. The crate is only so big. What is the third thing you've brought us in then?
Well, remember, it'll be a few months ago now, the Back to Mind series, which of course is the After Hours chill sort of series, mm-hmm. where an artist or somebody picks four sides of stuff that mm-hmm. they would play after hours if you went back to theirs.
Nice.
So to speak. Now, that series kicked off again with Nightmares on Wax. This week, we have the brand new one, and it is put together by Jungle.
Now, this is Salt, S-A-U-L-T, with Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Who else is on this, Troy?
You've got a... It goes from stuff like Barbara Moore and Mocky and Kamal Williams, Bad Bad Not Good with Kay Trinada, Mansour Brown. So you got like a nice spread of sort of London and US. But this one here is particularly interesting for a number of reasons. Now, Salt are out of London. Their first album is entitled Five. Not a great deal of information of who's involved, but I think if you listen to the voice, you might recognise that as being Cleo Soul. So Cleo Soul sings on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know who else is involved.
No, I don't know much about Salt, but I have been enjoying their most recent album, Seven.
Seven,
yeah.
Yes.
Which came out in September.
Whereas Five only came out in July.
Yeah, so they just sort of snuck out. And some of them are really funky, and then some of them are quite a lot more sedate.
Well, I think this one
funky,
here...
Funky, sedate.
This might be the best thing, I think, that that I've heard them do. Masterpiece.
I think that's such a great concept for a compilation.
Back to Mind.
Yeah.
So Masterpiece is on Five as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do it with matches. They just have matches as their...
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's fire, you see?
Fire.
So...
This is good. I was listening to this compilation over the weekend because I noticed a few names and thought, oh, this sounds pretty mean. And it is nice. It's really nice. It's cool as well because Jungle themselves have quite a back-to-mind sort of a sound.
They kind of do.
Yeah. So you can kind of see maybe who they directly sort of reference as their contemporaries as well.
See, we were... here's a question that floated around the office this week. What section of the record store do we put the Jungle section in?
That's tough.
That is good fun. Where have you decided upon?
I don't know whether we have.
I reckon listeners text in 5395 where you think Troy should put
Jungle.
Oh no, they'll just be rude about it.
You have more faith in them. So what have we got on here? We've got Barbara Moore, Steam Heat, In Float, No Fear, Merle, Fanny Likes to Dance. That's a old lo-fi Chicago house classic. Manuel Darkart, Birds of Paradiso, Drum Talk, Red Haze, Admin, Space Cadet, Mocky, How It Goes, The Marias, Cariño. Sorry, it's like a Spanish
you're improving every week, are you?
Thank you, I'm trying. Oh, no, I don't know how to say this, though. Sly Five Fave? There's a five in the middle of that word. Sly Five Fave. Super Rich Kids. It's an instrumental cover of Frank Ocean.
Right.
So I don't know. With amazing orchestration. Kamal Williams, High Roller, Sam Evian next to you. I like Sam Evian.
Yep. Oh, check out this bit.
She's got an amazing voice. Bad Bad Not Good featuring Catronada. Lavender. Jungle have put themselves on there, fair enough.
I think that's part of the deal. You have to have one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you kind of have to. Yeah.
Come Back a Different Day is the track they've chosen. Mansur Brown with She Roy. The Flying Stars of Brooklyn, New York, Live On. Salt Masterpiece, which we are currently listening to. Paul Cherry, Like Yesterday, and Hinny, H-N-N-Y, Sunday.
I don't know what this thing is about dropping vowels, but okay, whatever.
It's funny you say that. I went to this burger place on the weekend and it was spelled B-R-G-R.
Burger.
Right.
Burger. Troy doesn't look very impressed by that.
Find it hard enough to understand your Christchurch accent, Rachel.
Oh, ruthless.
Burn.
Pride of the South, mate. I don't mind.
So, this back to mine. You'll notice that there's a big sticker on here that says limited edition clear vinyl. That's for indie stores only. Like South Flash. Bank, you see?
And there you go. You've had your recommendation from the listeners. Jungle needs to go under Jungle. It stands on its own. Just
that's
have a
true,
little,
but what part
jungle
of the shop? I was saying, what part of the shop are we going to put our Jungle section?
Physically, I see. Yeah.
Like between what else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could put it in Neo Soul. We could. I am leaning towards putting it in the pop section.
But
I don't know.
It's hard to know. Well, remind us of the three records you've brought us in this morning, Troy.
Well, this one here is from Jungle's new Back to Mine. Yes, I said that, Tess.
Oh.
Limited edition clear vinyl.
I didn't really quite fully think about that before.
Was it my Auckland accent?
It was your Auckland accent. So. It's hard to understand.
Before this, we heard Lolita Holloway taken from her almost self-titled debut album, just called Lolita. That one there originally came out on the Aware label out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now it's out of Tidal Waves. Only 500 copies. And we started with the...
Funk. What is it? Funk proof.
Funk proof. But what is it?
What is that? What does that mean?
It means you are the proof of funk.
Yeah,
the
it says soulful funk.
I know what it means.
She knows. She's on a higher level.
That's right. Funk proof's album is called The Revival. Funk proof stuff ever came out. Although you've heard Funk proof playing probably if there was a Brenton Wood song, which some people might know. It's a great song called Sticky Boom Boom Too Cold.
Wow, where do you know that title? One? No, I don't.
Oh, you should listen to it. That's another like super fun song.
I feel like it might be one that you do. You will know
maybe
it.
I will know it. Yeah.
But there you go. Funk
and
proof.
Funk proof's on that, are they as well?
Yeah, well, they are the backing band.
Oh, they are the backing band. Oh, cool. Oh, well, thank you very much, Troy. We'll see you at Southbound.
You will.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.